place had to sort of pop outside for a bit, see? Otherwise, you'd have people getting older by walking sideways. He looked sadly into the depths of his cup. And every birthday, you'd age another mile, he added. Tepic looked at him aghast. That's time and space for you, Pythagonal went on. You can twist them all over the place if you're not careful. 3.141. What sort of a number do you call that? It sounds horrible, said Tepic. Damn right. Somewhere, Pythagonal was beginning to sway on his bench, somewhere someone built a universe with a decent, respectable value of, he peered blearily at the table, of pi. Not some damn number that never comes to an end. What kind of a number? I meant people getting older just by walking along. I don't know, though. You could have a stroll back to where you were 18, or wander up and see what you were going to look like when you're 70. Travelling in width, though, that'd be the real trick. Pythagonal smiled vacantly and then very slowly keeled over into his dinner, some of which moved out of the way. He was wrong. Nature abhors dimensional abnormalities and seals them neatly away so that they don't upset people. Nature, in fact, abhors a lot of things, including vacuums, ships called the Mary Celeste, and the chuck keys for electric drills. Tepic became aware that the philosophic din around him had subsided a bit. He stared along the line until he spotted Ibid.
It won't work, said Ibid. The tyrant won't listen to us, nor will all the people. Anyway, he glanced at Antiphon. We're not all of one mind on the subject.
Damn Tassortians needed teaching a lesson, said Antiphon sternly. Not room for two major powers on this continent. Damn bad sport. Anyway, just because we stole their queen, you full high spirits. Love will have its way.
Coppolimer woke up.
You've got it wrong, he said mildly. The Great War, that was because they stole our queen. What was her name now? Face that launched 1,000 camels began with A? Or a T? Or a...
Did they?
Shouted Antiphon.
The bastards!
I'm reasonably certain, said Coppolimer.
Tepic sagged and turned to Endos the listener. He was still eating his dinner with the air of one who was determined to preserve his digestion. Endos... The listener laid his knife and fork carefully on either side of his plate.
Yes. They're really all mad, aren't they? Said Tepic wearily.
That's extremely interesting, said Endos. Do go on.
He reached shyly into his toga and brought forth a scrap of parchment, which he pushed gently towards Tepic.
What's this?
My bill, said Endos. 5 minutes attentive listening. Most of my gentlemen have monthly accounts, but I understand you'll be leaving in the morning?
Tepic gave up. He wandered away from the table and into the cold in the citadel of Ephebe. White marble statues of ancient Ephebians, doing heroic things with no clothes on, protruded through the greenery, and here and there were statues of Ephebian gods. It was hard to tell the difference. Tepic knew that Dios had hard words to say about the Ephebians for having gods that looked just like people. If the gods looked just like everyone else, he used to say, how would people know how to treat them? Tepic had rather liked the idea. According to legend, the Ephebians' gods were just like humans, except that they used their godhood to get up to things humans didn't have the nerve to do. A favourite trick of Ephebian gods, he recalled, was turning into some animal in order to gain the favours of highly placed Ephebian women. And one of them had reputedly turned himself into a golden shower in pursuit of his intended. All this raised interesting questions about everyday nightlife in sophisticated Ephebe. He found Petracci sitting on the grass under a poplar tree, feeding the tortoise. He gave it a suspicious look in case it was a god trying it on. It did not look like a god. If it was a god, it was putting on an incredibly good act. She was feeding it a lettuce leaf.
"Dear little Petortus," she said, and then looked up. "Oh, it's you," she said flatly.
"You didn't miss much," said Tepic, sagging onto the grass. "They're a bunch of maniacs. When I left, they were smashing the plates."
"That's per traditional at the end of an Ephebian meal," said Petracci.
Tepic thought about this.
"Why not before?"